I can remember coming up, I heard a songwriter say, when you think, you know, heard somebody say, you make your own heaven and hell, right here. Boy, I heard somebody even went as far as to say, I'm going to be reincarnated and I'm going to come back as a butterfly. And just fly around and smell all of the sweet fragrances of the flower. But I'm here to tell you this morning, all that sounds good, but it ain't true, baby. I'm here to tell you, you only live twice. And that second life, where you spend, depends upon the choices that you make in this first life. When we look at our scripture, we find the writer expressing this thought to the very people that he's writing. We find the writer explaining to them through the Holy Spirit that there is a better way, and the only way is through Jesus. We find him talking about the tent. We find him explaining to them that this earthly tabernacle is just a picture, an example, should I say, of the heavenly one. We find him telling them that this place is only a block building, about 45 feet long, about 15 feet high, and about 15 feet wide. Yet we find him telling them that the blood of animal sacrifice couldn't save. We find him telling them that it was only meant to appease God until the coming of his son Jesus. I'm here to tell you, you only live twice. It's appointed unto men once to die, and then there is a judgment. It's appointed unto men once to die, and then there is a judgment. When we look at our text this morning, we find that when Jesus made his way on the scene, he came into the court of the temple, and he drove out those that sold doves and turned over the tables of the money changers. When you look at what's taking place, ordinary people could only go that far and stop. Weren't allowed to enter into the holy place. We found that only the priest could go into the holy place, and this was continually, every day, sacrificing animals never pay the price that was required before. Once a year, the high priest went into a place called the Holy of Holies, the most holy, or the holiest of all, to make sacrifice for himself and for the people. The Day of Atonement. One time a year, he did this, but it was did continually down through the years. But we get a new and a better testament. You only live twice. Where will you spend eternity?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We heard this week the preachers talk about abundant life. We heard the preachers talk about a good life. We heard the preachers talk about the life of the saved and the life of the unsaved and the difference that there should be. We heard him talk about straightening up and straightening out. If I could just stop right there, I'm reminded of back in my younger days. We had a hairstyle.
All right, preacher.
Called a Jerry Curl.
All right, preacher.
Y'all don't know nothing.
Yeah, I know about it.
But in order to get this old knotty hair to straighten out, so twisted up and tied up and tangled up, we needed something called an activator. And when you rub that activator on that old hair, it was just. That's the way so many of our Christian lives are. Because they ain't got the activator in their life. You only live twice. So you better get to know this activator by the name of Jesus. He'll pick you up and turn you around. He'll place your feet on solid ground. When the writer talks, he tells of how you would have to lay your hand on the sacrifice, which meant that it was being slain on your behalf. Continuously laying hands on the blood. Continuously laying hands on the lamb or on the door. Continuously laying hands on the door. But still, it couldn't save you. Still, you were standing in the need of a Savior. Regardless to what you did, what you said, or how you lived, you still needed to be saved. You only live twice. Where will you spend eternity? Jesus came through 40 and 2 generations.
Wow.
He came and he walked on this earth as a natural man. All God and all man. But the life of Jesus couldn't save him. Come and help somebody this morning. Because we find ourselves still going through rituals. Our intermediate church, I ain't gonna call no names. There's a cross and there's candlesticks with candles that's supposed to be set on the communion table to remind the people to worship Christ. I ain't gonna call no particular church now. But just look around.
All right.
But I profess to you this morning, this word worship comes from the root word worthy. And the word worthy means that someone is worthy for praise and adoration. Someone did something for you that made you realize that they were worthy for all honor and all of your praise.